The Yearbook Sportscast, full name, that's what it says in the yearbook. I'm your host, Doug. It's for flight attendants and nurses. We're still waiting to meet the flight attendant who's a nurse or the nurse who's a flight attendant. Either way, that is going to work out well in both cases. How come no one knows who Ellie Kemper is? Another great mystery of sports. Bigger commitment to football, Texas A&M or Memphis? Memphis may have priced suitors away from their coach Mike Norvell last season with a huge contract extension that pays him $2.6 million a year. Memphis, with a big basketball heritage and tabbed one of the worst football teams in the country just 6 years prior, surprised and good for them with a sudden and huge financial commitment to football at the literal end of 2017. Will Norvell depart anyway this year, leaving a bigger school with the risk of a coach with only 3 seasons of experience? Or will Norvell stay, leaving Memphis with the risk of a coach with only 3 seasons of experience? But we would like to see someone stay. And why hasn't pop-up video been reinvented yet? And don't crowdsource it. Don't do that. And why isn't Mets pitcher Jacob DeGrom more popular? Fellow pitcher Noah Syndergaard is really popular. If you're an athlete with long blonde hair, people are going to call you Thor. That's just how it is right now. But a lot of Marvel fans, not all of them, but a lot, the ones who know what they're talking about, they know who Mysterio and Deathstroke, I know, are. They say, seriously, come on, Syndergaard looks just like him, Thor. That is an actual quote, by the way. Syndergaard also somehow not hurt by the spelling of his name, which is why for 2 years we couldn't find him in any search engine. We put his name in quotes and nothing came up. We were like, who is this guy? We thought his name was Snydergaard. He gets a cameo on Game of Thrones. Even the Mets' first base coach, Ruben Amaro Jr., appeared on the Goldbergs, but nothing for DeGrom. Although DeGrom probably would not have been able to pull off playing Ruben Amaro's dad, which is what Ruben Amaro did on the Goldbergs. Now Mets fans feel sorry for DeGrom because the Mets bats don't like him. He has an ERA way under 2 but doesn't get much run support. But that's not the same as being popular. Between all the Brandon Nimmo puns and long Brandon Nimmo autograph sessions and Jose Bautista's spray-on beard, we can say that we like him. There's just not enough room for a star pitcher who sometimes has long hair and enjoys fishing, which is too bad. We really like him. The airplane scenes in Top Gun 2, the forthcoming Top Gun 2, cannot be any better than the ones in the recent Tom Cruise movie American Made, which we finally saw. That's right. Non-action note of note. This is just something we never thought of. We never, ever would have realized. But Sarah Wright, in an interview, she plays the based on a real person wife in the movie. She actually, Tom Cruise did his own flying in the movie, and she flew with him. She said it was really cool. She plays the based on a real person wife. She did not meet, though, her real-life counterpart, right? So she wanted to, but she also thought just having one brief conversation, she really wouldn't be able to do this woman justice on screen. Do or do not, there is no try. So basically, for Sarah Wright, when it comes to portraying an actual person, either spend a lot of time with them if you can, or just get the very, very basic details about them. Anything in between, and the character may not come out right on screen. How are all these people getting into all these free movies?